Foreign evacuees packed head to toe. Migrants yearn to leave but want their pay first. Ratchaburi. Struggling with limited resources at the Ratchaburi Evacuation Center, many foreign laborers want to return to their homelands if their bosses cannot help them get through the floods. Up to 432 migrant workers, mainly male, from flooded factories in Ayutthaya, Pathumthani, Nonthaburi, Nakhonpathom, and Bangkok are crammed into the center. They have limited space to sleep. Their heads and feet now almost touch one another while sleeping, said Sergeant Major First Class Sompong Gyawanakadi, the center's administration chief. A Burmese worker aged 23, whose name is pronounced in Thai as Pyo Pyo, cannot stand living with so many people forced to share limited facilities. She wants to return to her home in Burma and wait there until floods subside before deciding whether to return. But she wants her employer to pay her 9,000 baht in outstanding wages first. Pyo Pyo and 70 workers at a rope-making factory in Putamonton Sai 4 Road in Nakhonpathom recently left a flooded evacuation center at Wat Rai King in Nakhonpathom for Ratchaburi. Ratchaburi Institute of Skill Development is still running their new home. Pyo Pyo and her Burmese boyfriend are gripped with fears of the floodwaters. We had only 5 minutes to flee and lost most of our assets when the flood hit, said her boyfriend, aged 24. The Burmese workers make up 334 of the evacuees at the center. The rest comprise 98 Cambodians. Rung, a Cambodian man aged 19, wants to go back to his home in Cambodia. He will decide whether to return to work in Thailand when the situation returns to normal. Rung is contacting a van operator to take him back to Cambodia. The young man said he could leave the evacuation center immediately because his boss had paid him his outstanding wages. Other workers at the center are not so lucky. They are being forced to stay at the center even though they might have enough money to get home, as they want their bosses to pay them outstanding wages first. Though the evacuation center in Ratchaburi can take up to 500 people, officials say that with money and space restrictions, they have begun to worry they cannot receive more flood victims. The cost of looking after evacuees is straining the center's resources, and not enough help is coming from employers or the community. Employers must come to look after them. If they can't find them new places, they should at least help provide food and clear their unpaid wages, said Sergeant Major Sompong. I have to admit, we don't have enough money, and under state policy, we need to take care of Thais first, Sergeant Major Sompong said. The center relies mainly on donations. It is also supported by some employers who give food to the evacuees. Sergeant Major Sompong said he is looking for other places in Ratchaburi to be used as evacuation centers in case more foreign workers fall victim to the floods. The number of evacuees at the center is causing him concern, as the center lacks space and money to care for them all. If new employers want to hire foreign workers as staff, he would be willing to let them go.